A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Kesubas Daf Zayin, Kesubas 7a, pagination is 13. We're starting in the wide lines from the fourth line. The beginning of the line says, Omar Rav, and then we begin. Achas Besula v'achas Almana, whether the woman has been previously unmarried, no relations previously, she is a besula, or if she's an almana, a woman who had a previous relationship, to una bracha, either way, she is going to get sheva brachas recited in honor of the wedding. Asks the Gemara, that's a very straightforward ruling. Any type of marriage, previous relations, no previous relations, there's going to be sheva brachas. Omi Omar Rav Huna hachi, did Rav Huna really rule like that? V'ha Omar Rav Huna almana eina tu'una bracha. Rav Huna said that a widow or anybody who had a previous relationship does not get bracha, the blessings recited in honor of the wedding. So we have a straightforward contradiction. The first statement, which was in the name of Rav Huna, told us, regardless, it's a marriage, do sheva brachas. The second statement, only a besula is going to get sheva brachas, but an almana, a woman with a previous relationship, would not get sheva brachas. Answers the Gemara. Lo kasha, not a problem. Kan bebocha shanasa almana. If you have a man who it's his previous, who was never previously married, and he's marrying a woman with a previous relationship, so then they're going to get 7 days of sheva brachas. So you do have a case where a woman was previously married, and she's still going to get sheva brachas. And that resolution is based on her husband, if her husband was never married before. But Khan, in the other case where you told me that she does not get sheva brachas, that's ba'almon shanasa almana. That's the case where she had a previous relationship, and so did the husband. And therefore, there is no sheva brachas, because they both had previous relationships, and this is not that new, or whatever the reason for Bachar and Basula is, that they get sheva brachas. Over here, Almon Almana, previously wed, is not going to get. So far, we still have resolution, but we still have to dig deeper here. Asks the Gemara, V'almon shenasa almana lo? Are you really telling me that if they had previous relationships, there are no sheva brachas? V'ha'omer Rav Nachman said, Omer li Huna bar Nosan. I was told by Huna bar Nosan. Tana, we learnt. Minayin lebirchas chasanim ba'asara. How do you know the rule that birchas chasanim, that the sheva brachas in honor of the marriage, is supposed to be done in the presence of 10 people? Shenemar, because the pasuk says in the book of Rus, vayikach asara anoshe miziknei ha'ir. They took 10 people from the people of the city. Vayomer shivupo, and he said, sit here, vayeshevu, and they sat. And we learn from there that there's a concept of birchas chasanim ba'asara, that you need 10 people to do sheva brachas upon the marriage. We're learning it from Boaz and Rus. Boaz alma shanos almana have. And Boaz is a case of a man with a previous relationship marrying a woman who had a previous relationship. Rus was previously married to Machlon, and Boaz, we know, was married. In fact, we're told that his wife died, was being buried, at the time that Naomi and Ruth returned to Eretz Yisrael in the beginning of the book of Ruth. So they were both previously married, and you're learning Berachas Chasanim, Sheva Berachas from them. Clearly, there is a concept of Sheva Berachas even by previously wed. Answers the Gemara, we're nearing the rightful conclusion here. Mai eina teuna bracha de Omar Rav Huna. What did Rav Huna mean when he said it does not require bracha, doesn't require sheva brachas when they were previously wed? Eina teuna bracha kol zayin. It does not require sheva brachas for all 7 days, the way it would be required if either he was a bachor or she was a besula. Avo yom echad teuna bracha. But certainly, for 1 day, it requires a bracha. And now we finally have resolution. Our source of Birchas Chasanim Ba'asara was because Boaz with Rus was a wedding that required sheva brachas, albeit only for 1 day. But we can learn from them how sheva brachas are done. It's done in the presence of 10 people. And when Rav Huna told us that previously wed does not require bracha, it means it does not require bracha in comparison to the way we normally talk about sheva brachas, meaning for 7 days. But certainly it does require bracha on the day of the chasna, yom echad, for 1 day. The Chelkas Mechokek in Shulchan Aruch Simen Samech Beis Sif Cotton Vav wonders, in this concept that previously wed requires sheva brachas, yom echad, for 1 day. What exactly is the implication of that ruling that for 1 day it requires sheva brachas? What would happen, for example, if you were making a second meal in honor of the Chasan Kala on the day of the Chasna? Does it mean that the entire first day gets Sheva Brachas or not? Let's say they get married, 10 o'clock in the morning, they have a beautiful Chasna meal, and then, particularly in the summer, you could have Sheva Brachas in the late afternoon, and it's still the same day. Would you make Sheva Brachas by that second meal? Likewise, the converse case needs to be considered. What happens if you make the chasna, and by the time you make the meal of the chasna, it's already the next day? You make the chasna late afternoon, and by the time you sit down to the meal, it's already the next day halachically. So it's not Yom Echad, it's not the same day as the Chasna. Would you recite Sheva Brachas by the Chasna meal itself? There's significant literature on the topic. The Aruch HaShulchan in Sif Lamed Gimel rules that when we say Yom Echad, the first day, what we mean is Su'uda Rishona, the meal in honor of the chasna. So that if you're going to make a second meal on that same day, the second meal on the same day is not going to get sheva brachas, because that's not the meal of the chasna. And likewise, if you didn't make the chasna meal until night, but that is the chasna meal. In the words of the Aruch HaShulchan, you don't find a marriage that doesn't get sheva brachas by one meal. And that meal is referring to the meal of the chasna. And when it says in the Gemara, yom echad teuna bracha, 1 day it needs a bracha, it's not a rule of 1 day. It's an expression that that day of the chuppah, however it works out, is the chasna meal, is going to get sheva brachas. If we go back to the original statement of Rav Huna, which had to be revised, The Aruch HaShulchan's approach makes things much smoother. Rav Huna said that previously wed does not get Sheva Brachas. That's a pretty straightforward statement. We proved that it can't be taken at face value. We proved that certainly previously wed is going to get Sheva Brachas, at least at some point, because Boaz and Rus were doing Sheva Brachas. And the Gemara resolved it by saying, Yom Echad, they do get Sheva Brachas, for one day. According to the Aruch HaShulchan, that original statement of Rav Huna is very much in sync with that revised expression. Because what Rav Huna apparently was saying was, they don't get Sheva Brachas in the way of Sheva Brachas, meaning like 7 days of Sheva Brachas. They don't get 3 days of Sheva Brachas. Quite frankly, they don't even get 1 day of Sheva Brachas. What they do get, and what the Gemara means when it says Yom Echad, it means they get the Chasna Sheva Brachas. And just like even Rav Huna agreed when he said they don't get Sheva Brachas, he agreed that they were getting Sheva Brachas underneath the Chuppah. Similarly, they're going to get Sheva Brachas by the meal of the Chasna, but they're not going to get Sheva Brachas on additional meals on that day, and they're not going to lose out on the Sheva Brachas of the Chasna meal, even if the Chasna meal takes place once it's halachically the following day. So again, the Aruch HaShulchan's approach seems to be very smooth in reconciling the way Rav Huna expressed himself and the way the Gemara revises it. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.